Hello, my beautiful, beautiful friend. Welcome back to not only another episode of Meant to Bloom, but to day two of our Mindset Realign Challenge. This is the first time I think I really brought this full challenge into the podcast, like as a podcast episode. Maybe I did it live on Instagram once and then uploaded it to the podcast last year or the year before. Honestly, things have been going on so long, I can't keep everything straight in my brain anymore, which is really fun and really exciting to think like, wow, this podcast has been around for a while. I've been doing this for a while. I've been doing this for literally years now. For years, I can say. And that blows my mind to be thinking about that. Because when I think about myself, I still think it was 5 years ago. Maybe it was longer now, like 7 years ago. I was not in a place to do something like this. So do not underestimate the power of change. And honestly, I would say the biggest catalyst in this change in my life has been gratitude. Okay, I used to shirk at it. I cannot think of the word for it. You think I could? I don't know. I used to shake my head at gratitude. Someone out there knows the word I'm trying to think of. Anyways, I would shy away from it. I didn't understand it. I couldn't feel it. I have multiple episodes going in depth on gratitude and how it has changed my life, how it's affected my life. I believe in episode 88, which I also mentioned yesterday, that was how I completely changed my life. That went deep into my story that I briefly mentioned, like that I really want to talk about that so much more. But I believe I talked about gratitude a lot in that episode. But I will link some gratitude episodes below because I don't want to go super in-depth today. I want to keep it short and sweet and get to the questions for you so that you can spend time reflecting in your journal prompts. I just want to get those juices flowing for you and give you a little bit of enlightenment in this area. But I will say if gratitude feels like it's not for you, if it feels hard for you and difficult for you, that's okay. It was not easy for me. I had to train myself to feel gratitude, to turn to gratitude. And, you know, if you've been around for a while, you've heard this beautiful story. I'll keep it short and sweet about how I started practicing gratitude for the stressors in my life. Every time my kids were stressing me out, and they were just being kids. It's not like they were being, you know, naughty and disobedient and needed to be disciplined or, you know, taught some manners. They were just being kids with high energy. But I was not in a place to process that healthily. I was not in a good place mentally. It was causing me to be very irritable. And that's not the kind of mom I wanted to be. I didn't want to be the mom that's constantly yelling at her kids for just being kids. I hated doing that. And you know, honestly, like mistakes were made. I have. Haven't we all at some point, right? But the goal is to grow, right? So when I started practicing gratitude for them, I'd step away from the situation and I'd go practice gratitude when I was already feeling the stress and the irritability and the anxiety of the situation. I would go practice gratitude. I would sit and journal if I could, or just think about, you know, making a list of 20 plus things that I was grateful for with my kids, that I loved about my kids, that I loved about my life with my kids. and over time, it only took a few weeks. And doing that regularly and consistently, it shifted me so that when my youngest broke the coffee carafe one day, he just climbed up on the kitchen counter and threw it on the floor right in front of me. He was 1 year old at the time. I instantly felt love and gratitude for him. I wasn't even mad. I wasn't frustrated, didn't scream, didn't yell. I just gave him a big hug, big kiss, moved him to safety and cleaned up the mess. And it hit me as I'm sweeping up the broken glass, like, oh my gosh, that was a new reaction. That was not the way I would have anticipated reacting. But I'm so glad that I reacted that way because that opened my eyes and told me gratitude works. Gratitude can change the way you respond and react to people. And it can change the way that you're showing up in your relationships. Okay, so let's get into this today. I'm going to read you the short little bit from the workbook. If you want the workbook, you totally don't have to get it because I'm going to read you the whole thing and I'm going to read you all the questions. But if you want to get it to have it, if you like having the printable in front of you, it will be linked in the description below. It is $5. On the platform I moved it to, I can't make it any cheaper than that. But honestly, it's well worth it. And then pairing it with this free podcast episode, man, it's like a mini course. Pretty great. but anyways, yeah, I do recommend doing this mindset realign. Put it in your calendar to come back and listen to this again 3 months from now. Definitely. I'm in need of it. And I need it like every 3 to 9 months, you know, like a good refresher to realign the mindset, make sure that you're in the right place, to be checking in with yourself about these things. This is also why I put all of these tools into the planner that I use every single day. So I'm constantly checking in. Am I, you know, setting my intentions? Am I aligning my day with my intentions? Am I practicing gratitude regularly? and so on and so on. But anyways, let's dive into this. Cultivating gratitude. Okay. Amy Collette says, gratitude is a powerful catalyst for happiness. It's the spark that lights a fire of joy in your soul. Yes, please. Right. Gratitude is the key. I'm telling you. Okay. Every day, give thanks. When we choose to focus on the blessings before us, we begin to see them all around. Our minds are like magnets. They attract more of what we think about most. Gratitude is more than the act of being thankful. It's a readiness to show appreciation and return kindness. See, gratitude is a verb, not just a feeling. It's a mindset of its own, a lifestyle, a personality trait, an emotion. Gratitude is a complex concept with deep roots. Being grateful and intentionally practicing gratitude have been a foundation for many, if not all, cultures across the history of mankind. The benefits have been and continue to be studied by philosophers, psychologists, and neuroscientists. It's a core value in many religions, from Islam to Buddhism to Christianity. Gratitude is seriously one of the things that we can all agree on, right? When you practice gratitude, and in the woo-woo side of things too, like, let's not just talk about those three big religions. And the spiritual side of things, gratitude is so big as well, right? This is an important factor in your life. If you're not happy with what you have now, you're never going to be happy with what you have, right? Get gratitude about your home and yourself and your body and your kids and your car. I have so much to say about this. I really do. But let's dive into the questions. Keep it short and sweet. You can go listen to those other episodes if you want to hear me go deeper on the more complexities of gratitude, the more ways of practicing gratitude. Okay, so here's your questions for the day. So get your notebook, get your pen, jot these down. All right, there are blessings all around you. Make a list of 10 things you are grateful for right now. Pause the podcast if you have to. Come back and answer it later. You know, sit with it. Think of 10 things that you're grateful for right now, okay? And then number two, you're going to imagine for a moment, what would your life look like without each of these? You know, you might be mad at your house being a mess right now. You might be mad at your washing machine right now. Like, mine leaks from the front. I get mad. I get frustrated. My dishwasher sometimes, like, it's not 100%. All right. My old dishwasher worked better than my current dishwasher, the old one in our old house. And so sometimes I catch myself getting frustrated about this. And yes, you can practice gratitude for appliances in your life. You can practice gratitude for people, for places, for things, for experiences, for entities around you. You can be grateful for love. You can be grateful for the warmth of the sunlight today. You could be grateful for literally anything in your life. All right. So imagine for a moment that you don't have that thing, right? If I didn't have the dishwasher that sometimes doesn't work, if I didn't have the washing machine that leaks from the front, what would I have to do instead? I'd have to hand wash every single thing, right? Because just getting a new, better one is not really in the cards right now. If it was, I would have already done it. Think what your life would be like without what you have right now. So often we're comparing what we have with what we don't have instead of thinking about what we have and what it would be like to not have it. Think for a little bit what life would look like. Go ahead and write down, think about your whole day and imagine those 10 things that you said you were grateful for not being there. How would your entire day be radically different? And you know what? It doesn't even have to be 10. You can think about your day with just the top three things, minus the top three things you're grateful for. What would that whole day look like? Wake up to bedtime. What would that day look like without those things or people or places or experiences that you have? All right. How radically different would life be? All right. Now, number three, we're going to think now of all the ways your life is better because of these things that you said you were grateful for, because of those things you imagined you didn't have. Now think about how much life is better in reality versus that false reality that we, that imaginary time where we don't have those things. All right. Why do you appreciate these things so much? Did you gain a new appreciation? Have you seen these things in a new light? Did this help you break up with the idea of comparison and to get rooted more in the idea of gratitude for these things? All right. There's so much here. It's such a loaded topic. And, you know, I used to hate hearing about it, but now I love talking about it. It's wild. All right. So I'm going to leave it short, leave it there. Answer those three, do that exercise. If you didn't listen to day one, go back, listen to the previous episode. Day one, setting your intentions. Today was cultivating gratitude. Tomorrow, I will be back with another episode. We will be deciding what enough is. All right. That's one of my favorite ones. And it does really ties in with everything. It all ties in. It's all your mindset. It's all how you're showing up every day. It's some good stuff. And I really look forward to sharing it with you. Okay, my friend, I love you so much. Take care of yourself. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.